Very alarming story where you have an alarming amount, as it was put, of fentanyl, methamphetamine, flooding the metro area. That would include the Long Island region, ladies and gentlemen. This is all according to the DEA, the Drug Enforcement Administration. Here to discuss is the Executive Director, LICAD, Long Island Council on Alcoholism and Drug Dependency. Always to the call when we need him, and no different this morning. Steve Chasman, how are you, sir?
Good morning, Jay. How are you, sir?
I am well. I hope you're doing okay, my friend. I haven't spoken to you in a while, but a very alarming story where you have an uptick fueled by the increased demand of those turning to illegal drugs. And, you know, when you look at this pandemic, Steve, it's about isolation. It's about tensions. And the strain of the pandemic, many have turn to these types of drugs. That is not a good situation when you look at these cartels responsible now for 90% of the drugs illegally imported into this country. And now we're starting to see the effects.
Well, there's no doubt about that. And the last 10 months has been particularly harrowing for the whole country. And I know we're fighting increased infection rates here. But, you know, historically, and you and I have been talking about this for a decade, when you have social isolation, financial insecurity, heightened levels of fear and anxiety, and an immense amount of grief and loss, the human condition is always to self-medicate, to find comfort amid discomfort. And the DEA putting out a warning around fentanyl and methamphetamine and a host of other drugs is particularly alarming. So LICAD has been tracking this uptick in fentanyl, particularly over the last 10 months, as we have the 24-hour hotline in Nassau and Suffolk, and we've been watching the increase in methamphetamine as well. So particularly concerning, and I know Nassau and Suffolk County Police know as well, the increase in overdose rates in the last 10 months as a direct result of the pandemic is very concerning, obviously.
Yeah, no doubt about it. By the way, that number is, it's 24/7 substance abuse hotline, folks, right here in Suffolk County, 631-979-1700. Do not hesitate to get help. You know, it's interesting. We know from the past, initially in this crisis, cartels had a lot of trouble getting drugs into this country because of the increased surveillance, you know, at these borders, Steve. Less traffic on the highways, smugglers' vehicles a little bit more liable to be stopped by state police. But, you know, they adapted and use methods like mailing large numbers of packages of the drugs and turning fentanyl into the pills, which is very alarming. I guess easier to smuggle, but, you know, this methodology has only added to the angst of it all, you know?
Absolutely. And, you know, law enforcement will tell you over the last 10 months at the airports and travel and the normal drug supply lines being interrupted as a result of the pandemic, unfortunately, these cartels are very resilient, and they take advantage of this crisis, keeping in mind that fentanyl and methamphetamine are synthetic drugs, so there's not even a hand on the handlebar of anything organic. They are cheap to produce and highly addictive and directly responsible for the increased overdose rates that we're seeing over the last 10 months. That you and I haven't seen in 4 years. This time last year, I think we were all not pleased because there was an immense amount of human loss over the last 10 years, but we were seeing a decrease in fatal overdoses across Long Island, and some of that has been washed over the last 10 months as a result of the pandemic again. Now, remember fentanyl. This is a synthetic painkiller, not just anesthetizes physical pain, but emotional pain. And I think all of us Americans right now are getting an adult dose of discomfort and or grief and loss, either the loss of a life we once knew pre-pandemic or the direct grief and loss for over 400,000 Americans who have lost their battle to COVID-19. So in a lot of ways, it's very much a perfect storm. A lot of people socially isolated. Again, these have always been the breeding ground for self-medication. And for some, very quickly becomes a substance use disorder, as you and I know well, is a psychiatric disturbance. So LICAD has not skipped a beat. You can reach us 24 hours a day. I know a host of not-for-profits across Long Island have gone to remote counseling and support. And as always, we are on the front lines trying to be as useful as we can to the Long Island people.
No question. 979-1700. Steve, before we let you go, you know, you look at what's happening in Albany right now with our lawmakers, and we know about the deficit of magnanimous proportions here, $15 billion, give or take. And with that, you know, it's the same old conversations regarding the legalization of marijuana. And, you know, there are supporters trying hard to ignore the estimated value in all, $300 million in tax revenue the state could get, offsetting a lot of losses caused by this pandemic. But opponents, especially from fields like yourself, are saying it's hard to ignore the increasing drug and alcohol abuse caused, as we just discussed, by this pandemic. So, you know, these conversations come up all the time, and I battle it out myself. But here we go again as far as what's happening in Albany, Steve.
There's no doubt about that, Jay. And listen, as we've always support Governor Cuomo, he has been a great leader during this pandemic, keeping public health first. We understand the budgetary shortfalls in New York State and in turn in the counties. We're particularly concerned at some of the cuts for OASIS, the Office of Alcohol and Substance Abuse, and the Office of Mental Health. Right now, it is so important. We believe there's three answers to every question. Yes, no, and not yet. The legalization of marijuana is a not-yet situation for LICAD and for many of us in the field. It inadvertently looks like a green light for self-medication. I understand the budget gaps. I don't envy Governor Cuomo's position. But to expand legalized gambling, to make marijuana legal, where people are in the heightened state of fear and discomfort, to close budget gaps, it seems counterproductive to just keeping public health front and center. We'd never want to quantify human loss, Jay, but our state was hit first and hardest with COVID-19. We continue to struggle with the losses around that virus. But let's not lose sight of the fact that thousands of Long Islanders and tens of thousands of New Yorkers every year lose their battle to substance use disorder. So people ask me all the time, how many people do you know overdose from marijuana? The answer is zero. But ask me how many people that call LICAD's 24-hour line that do have profound and significant issues with substance use, that marijuana does in fact play a role in that substance use continuum. And if nothing else, particularly for young people, chronic marijuana users does have the ability to hijack your ability to develop, pursue, and achieve your goals. So we encourage Governor Cuomo to keep public health front and center. I don't think coming out of this pandemic, and we hope we're on the way out, we really can't, choose one disease over another to give our full attention as it relates to public health. Substance use disorder takes the lives, and according to the DEA, between May 2019 and 2020, there were 81,000 drug overdoses. So that's significant loss on a national level. You and I both know Nassau and Suffolk County have been hit particularly hard in the last 10 years with the opiate crisis. And people don't wake up one day and do fentanyl. It happens over a progression. And alcohol, marijuana, or THC products, nicotine, often plays a significant role in that drug use continuum. So we're particularly concerned about the legalization right now. I know other states have done it, some more successful than others. But right now, I don't know if it's the time to give access to another legal drug, keeping in mind that April and May, when we shut down, liquor stores were deemed essential businesses. So we know is the 24-hour line, the uptick for alcohol use and alcohol dependence has increased exponentially as well.
Concern always is with the law enforcement and those behind the wheel. Driving under the influence, a lot of people think of alcohol. Well, you want to do this situation regarding cannabis, be careful. Because you drive under the influence, you can cost lives here. So, you know, you got to be careful here. And listen, it's not all about plugging holes, but it's about saving lives. And think of the onus you will put on police in trying to determine that factor of somebody who is driving high because of marijuana. That's something else that needs to be looked at in a big way, Steve.
And quite frankly, Jay, this is not the marijuana of the 80s and 90s. This is genetically and hydroponically increased. The THC levels are significantly higher than Mother Nature intended, and we have not yet addressed. If I use a THC product, whether it's an edible or a vape, you know, at 8 in the morning, when am I okay to drive? In 1 hour? In 90 minutes? In 2 hours? In a half hour? So legalization often has a very... It's the tip of the iceberg, that word, to how it relates to public health. So very concerning, and some of these questions need to be answered on the front end, not on the back end. How much money of that $300 million in revenue is going to be allotted to public education and prevention in schools, not just high schools and junior high schools, but in colleges, as well as some of the potential dangers that THC products have in people's psychological health, and being able to trigger dormant psychiatric conditions. So there is some data to support that. So all very concerning, but listen, I don't envy Governor Cuomo's position right now. We just hope for his continued leadership and guiding us through this crisis. And, of course, to you and your family and all the listeners, Jay, to be safe until everyone can get vaccinated and we can turn the corner on this pandemic.
Timing is definitely not right, especially in this time of isolation and tensions and everything else. And we have to use our heads a little bit more. Steve Chasman, always a pleasure. Great job, as always, he does for LICAT, the Long Island Counseling, Alcoholism, and Drug Dependency. The hotline, folks, 24/7 for help. Please don't hesitate. 631-979-1700. Sir, always to the call you are, and we support you, and thanks so much. We'll talk to you down the road here.
Thank you, Jay. Good day to you.